Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
This week, I get to say Happy New Year to you. Of course, it's also an opportunity for a fresh new start. So let's look at some action points for a great start with strong traction this next year. Have you noticed how time flies? Another whole year has gone by. Yes, 365 days. Regardless, it's nice to have a fresh new start. Incidentally, people often pursue a fresh new start for several reasons. After navigating a less than desirable scenario, or at times simply to jump into a new season or opportunity, and actually for quite a few additional reasons. So let's explore additional reasons that you may yearn for a fresh new start. I have 10 of them we're going to look at, and there are more. Number one. You might be stuck in a situation you have little control over. 2. Perhaps you're suffering circumstances because of a decision, yours or someone else's. 3. In some cases, you might have a panicky feeling after receiving bad news. Number 4. Interestingly, it could be something as simple as you lost your wallet, or you forgot to pay an important bill. Or you broke something really special. Or you ran your car into someone's fence. You just wish you could do it over again. Number 5. Sadly, you may have said something you later regret terribly. Though you wish you could take it back, it's impossible. Number 6. Concerningly, you may have just received the diagnosis of cancer or another disease. Number 7. You may be living in pain, hoping there is some kind of an answer. 8. Regretfully, you may wish you had done things better in the past. Number 9. It's possible you are quite satisfied where you are with progress you've made, yet you're still ready to jump into something new. And number 10. Actually, learning something new or efforts to understand something better can create a desire for a fresh new start. So there are many reasons to want a fresh new start. Of course, there's New Year's Eve with a new year right around the corner. Subsequently, there's desire and hope to make changes, to excel in areas and explore new experiences. Circumstances, big or small, arouse a desire to have a fresh new start in some particular way. Well, what is a fresh new start? It's simply something that every person needs at some point in their life journey. It's setting the past behind and launching into the future. Realistically, in setting the past behind, if there were bad patterns or habits, you may need to first change some things. Additionally, you may need to make things right with someone, to confess, repent, correct a wrong, or make amends. God always expects an honest heart for a fresh new start. Regardless, God is always focused on what is yet to come. Here are some really great scriptures about a fresh new start. Scripture supports fresh new starts, as you can see from 2 Corinthians 5:17b. The old has gone, the new is here. Or how about this one from Isaiah 43:18-19? Forget the former things, do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Paul says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. God always leads you forward. Of course, God doesn't want you to live in a broken past. Whether it was good or not so good, let the past be the past. Subsequently, move forward into a fresh new start. Thankfully, Jesus is the reason anyone can have a fresh new start because of his cross. So we're going to talk about some action points for a fresh new start. These points will actually help you to go after this new thing that you're wanting to aim for. The first one is be honest and identify whatever is in your past. Be willing to admit where change must take place. Plus, decide which things you have power to change. Also, accept things you can't change. You can make things right with a person, if you can. Regardless, accept if they are unwilling and pray for them. Additionally, take time to celebrate everything good in your past. And finally, contemplate where you'd like to be in the future. So be honest and identify where you are and where you intend to go. So that's the first action point. Be honest and identify. The second action point is to take responsibility for changes you identified. Be willing to try new tactics. Also, ask God to share his creativity to fill a new season with his hope. Plus, get ready for some adventure. Get creative. Most important, take responsibility for motives in your heart that are not helpful. Things like this list: fear, pride, insecurity, loneliness, boredom, bad company, deception, irritation, losses, frustration, laziness, and impatience. God wants you free from those things. Subsequently, he has sleeves rolled up to help you rise up and out. Equally, God will show you how to take responsibility for new patterns, habits, and goals. This is where adventure and creativity begin. As you manage healthy or unhealthy things, take responsibility. The third action point is to develop a plan. Unhealthy patterns don't just go away. Subsequently, it's critical to set specific goals and objectives for future success. Goals and objectives help you develop a plan. New healthy patterns require exploring fresh ideas and options. Subsequently, be creative in approaching a new season. Additionally, ask God to open and close doors. And further, rely on him to give you wisdom for a simple plan to welcome a fresh new start. A plan is critical to enter a new season. Fourth action point, pray over your plan. Ask God to help you succeed. Search scripture for promises to apply to your work. Claim them. Ultimately, watch God keep his promises. However, be resolved to do your part. Here's a list of some things that you must do. Most important, listen intently to God's Spirit. Next, be flexible and willing to change as God points things out to you. Then, follow through with everything you know to do, and it's absolutely critical to come near to God. James 4:8. Incidentally, prayer is essential to succeed. Fifth action point is, don't waste time or energy on failure. Feeling sorry for yourself. Immediately tell God about whatever it is. Besides, he already knows, but this step connects you with him. So this is an opportunity to confess any sin, to recommit to a fresh new start. You can ask God for continued help and then resume pursuit of a fresh new start. So put time and energy into a fresh new start and don't waste time or energy on failure. Sixth action point is to accept losses. Thankfully, life is not ruined by losses. Interestingly, each day presents new beginnings and opportunities before you. Even with tragic circumstances outside your control, you can enjoy a healthy relationship with God and claim a fresh new start. And the seventh action point is that life can change. I want to share an excerpt from a New Year's article I wrote several years ago. Here we go. "The end of another year blends into the beginning of a new one by the simple passing of days. It's the same process that happens all year long. However, when those few days end one thing and begin another, they are noteworthy." Essentially, every day gives opportunity to make healthy choices, to end some things and begin others. Yes, life changes, so choose well. Let's go over those seven action points real quickly in review. The first is to be honest and to identify. The second is to take responsibility. Third, develop a plan. Four, pray over your plan. Five, don't waste time or energy on failure. And six, accept losses. The final one is that life can change. Okay, so with a new year or with any new opportunity, habit, or pattern, God provides two things: a fresh new touch to keep life vibrant and interesting, and fresh perspective to keep hope alive. Interestingly, Jesus generously gives both a fresh new touch and fresh perspective. For your part, hold tightly to his commands and promises. After all, he is a God of endings and beginnings. Remarkably, he provides continuity to your life. God's work in you brings a continual flow of fresh new life. Since this is how God works, ask God for wisdom, for power, for intimacy with Christ, and for peace. Come close to God, receive all he provides, and then do your part. The good news? You can receive, first of all, wisdom from wonderful counselor. Second, power through mighty God. Third, intimacy and belonging from everlasting Father. And yes, fourth, peace from the Prince of Peace. This is a great way to engage a fresh new start. Think of it this way. A year is long, a day is short. You have 365 short strokes ahead of you. Just focus on one stroke at a time. Ask God to help. Trust him. Work hard. A new year is a fresh new start. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, welcome a fresh new start with these steps. First of all, these are the seven action steps we went through before. Be honest and identify where you're at. The next one is to take responsibility. Third is to develop a plan. Fourth, pray over your plan. Fifth, don't waste time or energy on failure. Sixth, accept losses. And the final one, remember, life can change. Okay, a question for you. What do you need to let go of? And the third thing is, are you ready? Are you ready to receive wisdom from wonderful counselor, power through mighty God, intimacy and belonging from everlasting Father, and peace from the Prince of Peace? Portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You will find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.